that baseball's gone!
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks, the throw is late! Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds!
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds play host to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here on a very lively Friday evening. Game four of this series. Fayetteville has taken two of the first three, but the Shorebirds newly rejuvenated here today with the big news that number two overall pick back in 2020, Heston Kirsten, has been activated off the Shorebirds IL and will be making his professional debut tonight, batting third and DHing for the Shorebirds. It is a long-awaited moment for Mr. Kirsten, and I'll have a big crowd in front of him here tonight as he makes his debut, drafted, like we said, back in 2020, had myocarditis that sidelined him for the entirety of 2020 and 2021, and then during spring training this year ended up straining his hamstring, so that delayed his debut this season, and now here in the second week of June, finally gets to step onto a professional field for the first time. So other than that, things have been interesting this week for the Shorebirds, to say the least. They have dropped two out of three to Fayetteville. Last night was almost a exact carbon copy of the Tuesday night loss for the Shorebirds, 15-5. Fayetteville with the win. It was 8-5 after seven, but Fayetteville with a seven-run eighth inning busted that game wide open, and the Shorebirds just had no momentum, no energy after that. So Fayetteville with the win improved to 25-29 on the season. They are now 12 games back in the Southern Division, just about out of it in the Southern Division with now 11 games to go. So they actually are completely out of it at this point, 12 games back with 11 to go here in the first half. The Shorebirds, well, they're in nearly the same boat, 11 games back of the Carolina Mudcats in first place in the Northern Division here in the first half. Delmarva now at 19-3 here this week. With Kirstad being added to the Shorebirds roster, a couple of roster moves that we told you about yesterday. Isaac Poloni was promoted to High A Aberdeen, as was Aronson Placencia. And joining Kirstad on the roster here today is also catcher Wilkin Grujon. Grujon was with the Shorebirds last year for a couple of weeks at a time, so happy to have him back in the fold. For a pregame interview here today, we'll have Heston Kirstad on, and it's not just a conversation between me and him. It's actually his introductory press conference that we had just about 5 o'clock today after batting practice. So if you want to get to know Mr. Heston Kirstad, now's the best time. Without any further ado, here's his introductory press conference. We'll play a portion of it. It ran for about 15 minutes. But here's about the first 6 minutes of that press conference earlier today.
Okay, so 5 o'clock, if anybody else joins along the way, so be it. For those who don't know me, I am Sam Jelinek. I'm Director of Broadcasting Media Relations here with Shorebirds. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Obviously, this is our introductory press conference for Heston Kirstad joining the Shorebirds. And that being said, we will now open up to questions, whoever would like to go first. Brock, go ahead.
Heston, first of all, congratulations. Can you just put into words what this moment means to you to finally get to this point?
You know, it means a lot. It's been a journey to get to this moment, just through the past couple years and also the other years of my life growing up and playing high school and college baseball, and then hit a little bump in the road the past little bit of some things I had to persevere through. And, you know, it's just been a lot of patience. It's definitely some different feelings, some different emotions, but most importantly, just excited to be out here playing baseball again.
Zach Silver?
Heston, what do you feel like you, I guess, learned about yourself just as a baseball player, as a person, as a competitor over these last couple years?
A lot, going through the struggles I had to go through in the past little while, and the main thing is just how even when times are rough, there's always going to be light at the end of the tunnel, and you just got to take it day by day, and you got to control what you can control, and at the end of the day, there's a lot of things you can't control that you'll just spin your wheels thinking about them or trying to control them, and, you know, I've really came at peace with that over the things I've had to persevere through. And, you know, it's just made me a little bit more confident and a little bit more comfortable when I will have hardships in the future.
Dan Connolly?
Yeah, Heston, can you give us a sense of what you're looking to do this year? Obviously, you know, you want to make sure that you just, you know, try not to do too much, but I can't imagine how eager you are to get out there and play. So how do you kind of balance that, and what do you expect out of yourself this year?
This year, I'm just trying to take it day by day and see where I'm at and figure out what points in my game that I need to work on and improve at. And, you know, it's probably all of them. I could always improve my hitting, defense, and everything, but most importantly for the beginning, my first few games here, it's just getting my feet wet, getting comfortable again, and just get swinging the bat again and figuring out my approach, and just through the whole year, taking it day by day and becoming the best player I can become this season.
Andy Koska?
Hey, Heston. You talked about having to, like, learn the patience and stuff. Was that something you learned along the way, or were there conversations that kind of helped you get to that point where you kind of, like, weren't, I guess, getting frustrated by things you couldn't control?
Definitely there's a conversation you have with some friends or family along the way, or mentors, and, you know, it helps bring light to it, but at the end of the day, you still got to have, you know, those little inner talks with yourself, just to stay patient and time do its work, and know that at the end of the day, there's a plan for me, and, you know, along the journey, there's things I'm supposed to learn that are going to set me up for what I'm supposed to encounter in my future.
Matt Rainier?
Hey, thanks for taking the time to do this again today. Have you ever been to Maryland before joining the team for an extended period of time, and what were your first impressions once you arrived?
I've been to Maryland to sign with the team, and, you know, it's definitely a different part of the country. I'm from Texas, went to school at Arkansas, so I'm a Southern kid, never been this far up north until being in Maryland. You know, I haven't saw too much of it or got the experience too much just being here for a couple days already. But, you know, it's, for me, as long as there's a baseball field, you know, a place to play, that's all I'm worried about at this point.
Thanks again to Heston Kerstad for giving us the time earlier today for that press conference. I had about 10, 12 media members who were able to ask questions via Zoom. Thanks again, Heston. And with that, let's go ahead and get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, managed in his second year by Joe Thon. Yuris Ramirez leads it off. He's at third base. Kennedy Corona, the right fielder, bats second. Joey Loperfido, the second baseman, hits third. Justin Williams, the DH, hits fourth. Logan Cerny in left field, bats fifth. Tyler Whitaker, the shortstop, hits sixth. Batting seventh, Victor Mascai, the first baseman. Freddy Guillamo, the catcher, hits eighth. And Jackson Hallmark, out in center, bats ninth. With Zach Matthews on the mound tonight for Fayetteville. Matthews, 1-3 with a 9.49 ERA this season. For the Shorebirds, managed by Felipe Rojas Jr. in his first year as skipper of the Shorebirds, Luis Valdez leads it off. He'll be in center. New Albert Romero, the second baseman, hits second. Heston Kerstad, in his pro debut, hits third. He'll DH. Trenton Craig, the left fielder, bats fourth. Frederick Ben-Cosme, the shortstop, bats fifth. Batting sixth, Isaac De Leon, the third baseman. Creed Whitlams does the catching, hitting seventh. Steven Acevedo, the right fielder, bats eighth. And Moises Ramirez, the first baseman, rounds it out, batting ninth night. For the Shorebird, Chasse at 0-2 with a 5.82 ERA. He'll be in tandem with Dan Hammer here tonight. Don't expect Chasse to go probably more than 3 or 4 tonight. His past two starts since coming off the IL, he has gone 2 innings and an inning and 2/3. While Hammer has certainly been lengthened out, went a season-long 5 innings his last time out. Now 2-3 in the season with a 5.56 ERA. Shorebirds are about to take the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one more time, and come back with first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look. Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here on a gorgeous Friday night from Salisbury, Maryland. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds and Fayetteville Woodpeckers are ready for game 4 of 6 here tonight. Shorebirds have dropped 2 out of the first 3 this week to Fayetteville. Two teams playing out the string here in the first half of the season, both out of it as far as contending for a first-half title, but just trying to get back on track. Fayetteville's offense in 2 out of the 3 games has dominated, as they scored 13 runs back on Tuesday, 15 last night. But the game in between, the Shorebirds pitching staff held them to just 2 in a 3-2 win for Delmarva. Moises Chassé on the bump tonight will try to replicate that performance here Wednesday. Chassé 0-2 with a 5.82 ERA. 6'1", 213 pounds, 19 years old, just turned 19, out of Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent back in 2019. Chassé is on the hill, and this is the defense that lines up behind him for the Shorebirds. It's Trenton Craig out in left. Luis Valdez is out in center. Steven Acevedo in right. Isaac De Leon at third base. Frederick Ben-Cosme at shortstop. Noelbert Romero at second. Moises Ramirez at first. And Creed Willems does the catching for Chassé. Chassé had an IL stint that lasted just a little over 2 weeks, 19 days total from May the 10th through May the 29th. He has made 2 starts since then, going just a combined 3 2/3, allowing 2 runs total, both unearned. 3 hits, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts. On the season, 17 innings, 26 strikeouts, 12 walks, 18 hits allowed. And really, it's been a tale of basically 2 parts of a season for Chassé. Beginning 8 innings, he didn't allow a run, 3 hits, 5 walks, but struck out 12. And then after that, he got rocked to the tune of what ended up being 12 runs over 5 1/3 innings over his next 3 outings before getting hurt. So whether or not he can pick up the pieces after that, now that he's fully comfortable off the IL, that remains to be seen. Leading it off for the Woodpeckers is Yoris Ramirez, right-handed batter. Third baseman for Fayetteville stands in from the right side. Chassé from the middle of the rubber into his wind in his first pitch of the game. It's a fastball high for ball 1. We're underway right on time at 7:05. Gorgeous night for baseball. Chassé rocks and deals the 1-0. It's swung on and fouled straight back, 1-1. Ramirez hitting 194, 643 OPS, 5 homers, 14 driven in for the Dominican Republic native down in Santo Domingo, 23 years old. Square stance, crowns the plate. Here's the 1-1. Fastball runs in for ball two. Just a little over 70 degrees here at first pitch. Not too much humidity to speak of either. The wind right now blowing out dead center. Chassé hides his face behind the glove, nods yes to the sign. 2-1 on its way. Fastball just falls in strike. Shorebirds in their Orange Friday uniform, orange jersey, Shorebirds in black across the front, black numbers on the back, and Fayetteville for fourth straight night in the road grades. 3-1 pitch. Swung on and skied out to shallow left. Shortstop Ben Cosme goes out. He's calling for it. Called off by the left fielder Craig, though, who comes crashing in to put it away for the first out of the ballgame. Chassé, a four-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, slider, and changeup. When he was going really well at the start of the season, he was sitting more 93-95, but since coming off the IL, he's been closer to 90-92. Here's Kennedy Corona, right-handed hitter. Chassé, the windup, the pitch. It swung on and again skied out to shallow left. Shortstop Ben Cosme backs up and again called off by the left fielder Craig. And on a mirror image of Ramirez fly out to left, Craig puts it away, and there's two outs here in the first. And this is a big key for Chassé, is getting some quick outs. That has plagued him so far this season. Before going on the IL, his last two outings, he went an inning and two-third on 43 pitches. And before that, three innings, took him 67 pitches. Two out, nobody on for Joey Loperfido, left-handed batter. Chassé's pitch. Changeup misses high for ball one. Two out, nobody on. Shorebirds and Fayetteville top the first, scoreless game. Loperfido coming off of a five-hit performance last night, was 5-for-6, 1-0. Takes a slider down and in for ball two. Now hitting 315, four homers, 25 driven in, 847 OPS. It's just a homer shy of the cycle. It wasn't until his final at-bat of the game that he was finally retired. 2-0. Fastball runs up and away, and it's 3-0. So 3-0 on Loperfido after Chassé retired Ramirez and Corona pretty swiftly. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses down and in, ball. And there's a man at first with two away for the DH, Justin Williams. Williams was the only player in the Fayetteville lineup last night who didn't reach base. He finished 0-for-6. 17th round pick out of Penn State last year, actually started his Woodpeckers career last week by going 5-4-6. Since then, he's 0-for-10. Big lead by Loperfido. Chassé fires home. Loperfido takes off. The throw to second is sailed into center. Loperfido gets up, takes off for third. Here's the throw from Valdez on a hop. Not in time. De Leon blocks it. Keeps it in front at the third base bag. Stolen base for Loperfido. E2 on Willems, the catcher. And there's a man at third with a strike now on Williams at the plate. Fayetteville ran pretty wild last night. They stole four bases total. Was caught once. That wasn't a bad throw by Willems. The only problem was Loperfido got to the same bag at the same time as the second baseman Romero, who couldn't go back to grab the ball. 0-1. Slider down the dirt. Willems blocks it. 1-1. So a man at third, two outs, top of the first for Fayetteville. They put three on the board with two outs in the first yesterday. Three-run homer by Logan Cerny, who's on deck. Chassé comes to a letter high set, stares at third, fires home. And Williams cracks it in the air down the right field line. Long run for Acevedo towards the Fayetteville bullpen. It drops in foul territory right on top of the mound. Acevedo loses his hat back in deep right. And the count's 1-2. Everybody takes their time walking back to their respective posts. That's one of the new things with pitch clock, is that players have learned that the quicker they get back to where they're supposed to be, the quicker the pitch clock resets and starts. So Williams takes his time getting back to the plate, knowing that it starts again. So he catches his breath, ready to go. It's 1-2. 2 outs, man at third, the pitch. Slider down and away. Williams lays off, and the count's even at 2. Chassé walked Lo Perfetto on 4 pitches to be with 2 outs here in the frame. Now trying to sit down Williams and the inning. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with 91 up at the letters. Strikes out Williams. Strands Lo Perfetto at third, and the top of the first is over. On to the bottom of the first. It's Fayetteville nothing. And Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com 93112. Bottom of the first from Salisbury, it's Fayetteville nothing, and Delmarva coming to bat against Zach Matthews on the mound for the Woodpeckers. Matthews comes into this game with a 1-3 record, a 9.49 ERA, his third start, eighth appearance overall. 6 feet tall, 205 pounds, signed as an undrafted free agent after the 2020 draft out of the University of Oklahoma. He's on the mound for Fayetteville. It's the defense that lines up behind him. It's Logan Cerny in left, Jackson Hallmark in center, Kennedy Corona in right. On the infield, Reese Ramirez at third, Tyler Whitaker at short, Joey Lo Perfetto at second, and Tyler Whitaker at first. First pitch, Luis Valdez misses outside for ball one. I somehow made a mistake there. It's not Tyler Whitaker at first base. 1-0. Valdez swings and misses 1-1. See if I can catch my mistake somewhere. Otherwise, Whitaker two places at once. That would be pretty interesting. Victor Mascai at first base. Knew I wrote something down wrong. So Victor Mascai at first base. Freddy Guillamo does the catching. The 1-1 to Valdez. It's skipped in for ball two. Luis leading off for the fourth straight game for the Shorebirds. Valdez switch hitter bats left. The 2-1. Fastball just off the outside corner for ball three. Calling balls and strikes tonight, it's Steve Craze, Trey Jester down the first baseline. Fayetteville issued an astonishing amount of walks in last night's game. Shorebirds ended up drawing 11 of them. 3-1. Up and away, ball four, and there's the first walk of the game for Fayetteville. On the first batter they face, Valdez walks to kick off the bottom of the first. 11 walks drawn by the Shorebirds were the most that they've taken this entire season. And with Valdez walking, it's almost a double in hand. Valdez leads the Carolina League in stolen bases with 30, and he's swiped 4 this week. So that brings him to Albert Romero. Heston Kerstad on deck, awaiting his first professional. Romero, right-handed batter, playing second. The first pitch, fastball just a little in for ball one. 12 and a third innings for Matthews this season. The walks have been the problem. Now 19 walks, 16 strikeouts, 10 hits, 15 runs, 13 earned. Brady comes set at the letters. The 1-0, Valdez runs, and Romero fouls it back and out of play. 1-1. Romero hitting .243, four homers, 15 driven in. .710 OPS for the 20-year-old out of Venezuela. Williams' tan glove pressed up against his chest. Now comes set. Hands of the letters. 1-1. Valdez stays put, and the fastball misses down and away at 95. Last time out for Williams was on the 4th against Fredericksburg. He picked up the win, pitching an inning and two-thirds of no-hit relief. Walked 2, struck out 4. Middle infield at double play depth. Williams, the 2-1, runner goes, and Romero taps it back to the mound. Williams grabs it, looks back at second, now just fires to first, or Matthews throws it to first, beg your pardon, for the first down of the inning. Valdez up to second. And with that, 2 years to the day that he got drafted, Heston Kerstad steps to the plate for his professional debut. Kerstad DHing tonight for the Shorebirds, second overall pick of the Orioles back in 2020. 2 years the day that he got drafted, finally gets a chance to don the orange and black. Left-handed batter, open stance, feet close together, the pitch. Backdoor breaking ball misses outside for ball one. One out, a man at second. No score, bomb in the first. Kerstad with a chance to drive in a run. Heston did a lot of that in college. One of the most fearsome sluggers by the time that he left Arkansas. 1-0. Kerstad swings and misses. It's off of Guillamo's mitt, though, to the backstop, and Valdez goes to third. So Valdez advances 90 feet. The count's 1-1 on Kerstad. Field will come in a little bit modified, though, with the shortstop Whitaker up the middle, second baseman Loperfido towards the hole on the right side. Following a strike on Kerstad, the pitch. He swings and chops it on the ground to second. Valdez racing home. He'll come in to score with Loperfido just underhands it to first. And Heston Kerstad's professional debut. It's an RBI ground out. Shorebirds take a 1-0 lead. Productive at-bat for Kerstad. Gives the Shorebirds a 1-0 lead here in the first without the benefit of a hit. A walk. Two ground outs and a wild pitch, bringing a run. First pitch to Trendon Craigs, a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Kerstad, who during the shortened 2020 season ended up driving in 20 runs in just 16 games, as the first of his professional career tonight. The 1-0, Craig swings and lines it out towards short and on into center for a base hit on a couple of hops. And Trendon Craig continues to swing a scorching hot bat. He's now got an 8-game hit streak. Extended it to 7 last night with a 1-for-3 game. Now pushes it up to 8. That's a career high for him. And he keeps the first inning moving for Frederick Benkozman. 1-0 Shorebirds here on the bottom of the first on Heston Kerstad's RBI ground out. Craig leads away from first. Benkozman the batter. Bats from the left side. Matthews from the letters, the pitch, and Benkozme lines one the other way, and into left, a base hit. Good piece of hitting by the 19-year-old. Craig up to second, back-to-back two-out hits here for the Shorebirds. Benkozme was 3-for-4 in his Delmarva debut last night, 3-for-5, beg your pardon. Now 4 hits in his first 6 at-bats with the Shorebirds. Not a bad way to start. Make a good first impression. Men at first and second, 2 outs. Bottom one, it's already 1-0 Delmarva, and Isaac De Leon stands in. Right-handed batter, Matthews deals home. And the slider's outside for ball one. De Leon reached 4 walks. New career high for him, season high for any Shorebird as well. And was one off the franchise mark, 5. Now hitting .190, but a .379 OPS, or on-base percentage. The 1-0, it's down and away for ball two. De Leon leads the Carolina League in walks with 44. 3 homers, 20 driven in. OPS at .678. 2-0 on De Leon. First and second, 2 outs. Bomb of the first. It's 1-0 Delmarva already. Here's the pitch. And De Leon takes. Slider outside. Goes to the backstop again. Wild pitch. 3-0 on De Leon. Craig takes third. Benkozme takes second. And there's 2 in scoring position. So 3-0 on De Leon. We saw Trenton Craig get a green light on 3-0 last night. Maybe De Leon gets it here with two in scoring position. Two out, second and third. Bottom of the first, 1-0 Delmarva. Right on right matchup. Matthews, a deep breath, comes set. The pitch. And De Leon does swing away and fouls it back. Fastball just got in enough on his hands. It's 3-1. Already 19 pitches here in the first for Fayetteville. Their bullpen was not nearly as taxed last night as the Shorebirds. Delmarva used five pitchers, Fayetteville just three. Outfield straight away and deep, infield straight up. The 3-1, and De Leon blasts one the other way. Foul. It's way out of play. And the count's full 3-2. Three and two on Isaac De Leon. Second and third, 2 outs, bottom of the first. Matthews kicks and deals. And De Leon takes a called strike three, and he knew it. Fastball surprised him on the inside corner. Matthews rings him up and strands to a board. But the Shorebirds push one across. Heston Kerstad in his first professional at-bat, an RBI ground out. On to the second, it's Delmarva 1, Fayetteville nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter in the contest that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the second, it's Delmarva now 1, Fayetteville nothing. Shorebirds in RBI ground out from Heston Kerstad in his first pro AB. So it's a lead for Moises Chassé as he gets back to work here in the second in his first pitch slider. To Logan Cerny is down and away for ball 1. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Woodpeckers here in the second. Cerny leads it off, right-handed batter, the 1-0. Takes fastball just inside for ball 2. Cerny has now homered in 3 of his past 5 games after swatting a 3-run shot in the first inning last night. Ended up driving in 5 runs. Fastball on the outside corner for strike 1. Chassé's velocity again sitting more 89-91 here tonight. Pretty significant departure from his early season readings up at 95-96. 2-1. Fastball just a little high on Cerny for ball 3. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. But I think part of the velocity drop for Chassé might actually be a conscious decision, as he was tiring very quickly in his early starts. 3-1. Swung on and popped up. Foul ground up the first base side. Catcher Willems off with the mask. Calls for it and puts it away in front of the Fayetteville dugout for the first out here in the second. Nice play by Willems. Creed has quickly become a fan favorite here with Salisbury. Part of it's the look, the long flowing mullet, the name Creed just already seems like a mythical legend. Add on to that, bats, no batting gloves, can absolutely wallop a baseball. The fans here have taken to him pretty quickly. Here's Tyler Whitaker, the shortstop. He swings at the first pitch and pops it out of play. First base side for strike 1. 1-0 Shorebirds, top of the second. 0-1 on Whitaker. Whitaker in last night's game was 1-for-5 with a double, drove in 2. Now hitting 163, 470 OPS, 0-1. Curve ball on the outside corner. Nice pitch by Chassé. Finds the edge, and it's 0-2. Chassé definitely looking the best that we've seen since he's come off the IL as far as his off-speed stuff is concerned. 0-2. Fastball called, strike three. Dices the outside edge. Freezes Whitaker, and there's quickly two away here in the second. Just overall control-wise, don't know why I limited it to just the off-speed stuff for Chassé. The fastball there spotted up nicely. Now, two out, nobody on for Victor Mascai, the first baseman. Left-handed hitter. First pitch breaking ball to him is in the dirt for ball one. Mascai sat last night off. Fayetteville does a pretty good job of rotating their entire bench as they rock with a four-man bench and basically swap out all four every other night. Mascai hitting .220, 6 homers, 21 driven in. .785 from Chassé. Big swing, and it's fouled off at the plate. Karam's over to the Fayetteville dugout first base side. 1-1. Big buzzing crowd here tonight, not just for Kerstad's debut, but it's also Purdue Farmers Night. Might have guessed Purdue Stadium, home of Purdue Chicken. 1-1. Fastball at the knees, inside half, it's 1-2. So all the farmers, a little token of Purdue's appreciation. Gets them all tickets out to a game, so as you can imagine, the place is pretty packed. 1-2 to Mascai. He takes down and away. 91 from Chassé, tailing down and away. And the count's 2-2. Sun tucked behind some overcast clouds right now, but it's actually made it a pretty comfortable night. Chassé actually going with long black sleeves out in the mound. Infield plays Mascai to pull just a hair. The 2-2. Skipped in again by Chassé. Slider out in front of the plate, and the count's full. Chassé walked Lou Perfido with two outs back in the first. Would like to avoid issuing another two-out walk. His last time out, Chassé went an inning and two-thirds scoreless against Myrtle Beach and issued three walks then, but only one hit. Wind up, fires home the 3-2, and Mascai hits it in the air out to left field, chasing Craig back in front of the warning track. He settles up, gets under it, and puts it away for the final out here in the second. A 1-2-3 frame for Moises Chassé. On to the bottom of the second, it's Delmarva 1, Fayetteville nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moments where so much to protect and stand by. Relationships are
sold. Issued by Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. This year, Little League team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds. Since we've used an available game, the team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little league. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Some family time with America's Passport at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, great beer, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bomb in the second from Purdue Stadium. It's the Shorebirds 1 and the Woodpeckers nothing. A Heston Kerstad RBI ground down in his first pro AB back in the first gives the Shorebirds the lead. They did strand two on in the first after back-to-back two-out singles. So 7-8-9 due up for Delmarva against Zach Matthews for Fayetteville. Bit of a laborious second inning, or first inning rather, for Matthews. Needed 20-plus pitches to get out of the frame. Creed Williams leads it off here in the second. Shorebirds catcher bats from the left side. No batting gloves, feet close together. Matthews from the stretch with nobody on his first pitch. Williams takes a fastball down the middle for strike one. Creed was out of the lineup last night, a planned day off for him. Two homers, nine driven in on the season, hitting .152, .492 OPS. His second homer of the season actually came back on Tuesday, 0-1. Swing and a miss, can't connect on the fastball running away. It's 0-2. It was a line shot down the right field line. Creed, 8th-round pick of the Orioles last year. Signed for well over slot to prime away from TCU, the 0-2. He swings and fouls it back. And Creed different than most current hitters in that he has a discernible two-strike approach and stance. He widens out his base, chokes up in the bat. Actually see the knob of the Matthews is 0-2. And Willems pops it up. Foul ground back behind home. Catcher Guillamo off with the mask, and he puts it away with one hand for the first out here in the second. Willems pops out to his counterpart. First out here in the frame. That brings up Steven Acevedo. Acevedo batting 8th tonight after debuting last night and hitting 7. Acevedo called up from the FCL Orioles, was 0 for 4 last night with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Slider down the middle for strike 1. Shorebirds 1, Woodpeckers nothing. Acevedo 6'4", 185, very lean at the plate. Best way I can describe him build-wise is almost like a pre-yoked up 0-1 on the outside corner, 0-2. Pre-very well-built T.T. Bowens. If you remember T.T. from last year with the Shorebird, T.T. was out of college at Central Connecticut State and was already 6'4", 230, and I think that's where Acevedo might be heading. 0-2. Fastball way high and outside for ball one, and T.T. was a built 6'4", 230, too. So ball and two strikes on Acevedo. One out, nobody on, bottom two. Matthews, a deep breath, hands at the letters, fires home, and Acevedo fouls it back and out of play. It's 1-2. Outfield shades Acevedo the other way, especially deep in center. Jackson Hallmark no more than 15 steps in front of the warning track. 1-2 again. And Acevedo foul tips it, held onto by Guillamo. Matthews sets him down, his second strikeout of the game. And that's two up, two down here in the second. Matthews trying to match Moises Chassé, who had a clean top of the second. So two out, nobody on for Moises Ramirez. Batting ninth tonight, the first baseman. Had a rough go of it last night. Was 0 for 4 with two key double plays. First pitch. Slider on the outside corner at 80. Bases loaded, one out in the fourth. Then hit into one again with two on and one out in the sixth. Now hitting 153 this season, 439 OPS. 0-1. Swing and a miss, slider down and away off the table in the dirt. It's 0-2. Ramirez taps the plate, points his bat out at Matthews. Black tape on the end of the handle. Matthews, leg kick down the hill, the 0-2, and Ramirez socks it on the ground to second, but on the third hop, Loperfido picks it, throws low to first, but Mascai picks it out. Ramirez retired. That's a 1-2-3 second for Zach Matthews at the end of two. It's Delmarva 1 and Fayetteville nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the third, Shorebirds leading the Woodpeckers 1-0. Heston Kerstad, an RBI ground out back in the first inning, getting Delmarva on the board. Scoreless here on the night. We'll try to go three innings for the first time in over a month and a half. Last time he went three full was April the 30th at Augusta. He has 8-9-1 due up here for Fayetteville. Freddy Guillamo leads it off, and the first pitch from Chasse misses down low for ball one. Breaking ball didn't find the zone. Chasse digs out the mound a little bit. Didn't like his landing spot there. Guillamo, the catcher for Fayetteville. 1-0. Fastball runs up high for ball two. Guillamo winning 150, 554 OPS, 4 homers, 10 driven in. 2-0 pitch. Fastball sinks a little low on the outside edge for ball three. Chasse at a 1-2-3 second. He's retired four in a row, struck out two. After that two-out walk to Joey Loperfido back in the first. 3-0. Fastball is below the knees again for ball four. Second walk of the game issued by Chasse, and both of them have been on four pitches. So that brings up the nine-hole hitter, Jackson Hallmark, playing center tonight for Fayetteville. No homers, nine driven in for Hallmark, hitting 168, 500 OPS. Hands held high from the right side. Chasse looks over at first, now deals home. And fastball is just off the outside corner for ball one. Chasse's velocity again dropping even further here in the third. Comfortable sitting 89-91, but that was 87 there. We've seen a few 88s here in the frame too. Either just conserving himself or not sure what's going on. 1-0. Fastball misses up and in for ball two. Chasse now at 35 pitches here in this one, which is just about the sweet spot where he was lifted his past two times out. So I think about 15 pitches more is where they're hoping to push him tonight. Shorebird's bullpen might spring into action here in the next second. Creed Williams, the catcher, goes out to the mound, chats with Chasse. Bullpen catcher Alfredo Gonzalez heads out. Instructions start getting somebody warm. Chasse started the year with his two longest outings of the season. Four innings each, didn't allow a run, 59 and 66 pitches respectively. 2-0 here on Hallmark, the pitch. Fastball misses high, and that's seven straight out of the zone for Chasse here in the third. Nobody up yet out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Three out to Hallmark. Taking all the way. Fastballs down the middle, belt high. 3-1. Chasse has had relatively all right control this season. He's never walked more than three in a game, but more often than not, he is walking multiple. 3-1. Hallmark takes up and in. Second walk of the inning, back to back to begin the frame. And there's men at first and second at the top of the order. Not exactly how Chasse envisioned going through the bottom of the order here. Yuris Ramirez digs in. Leadoff man for the Woodpeckers. Flied out to left his first time up on a 3-1 pitch. First and second, nobody out. It's 1-0 Delmarva, top of the third. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield straight away. Chasse's pitch. Fastball spotted up on the outside corner for strike one. Again, 87 there from Chasse. Ramirez, spread out stance, nearly takes up the whole box. Leans over the inside corner, the 0-1. Breaking ball down and away, nice block by Willems. Deadens it right in front of him. Runners don't advance, counts even at one. Ramirez last played on Wednesday night, went 0-for-3, struck out three times. That was when Carter Baumler and Juan de los Santos combined to strike out 16, a season high for the Shorebirds pitching staff. 1-1 offering. Fastball misses up and in. 2-1. Ramirez has driven in 14 this season. Played all of last year with Fayetteville. Drove in 28 in 43 games, three homers. Looks like Thomas Girard has just gotten up off the bullpen bench and is about to throw. 2-1. Ramirez takes up and in, and Chasse in danger of walking three in a row to begin the third. 3-1 on Ramirez. He walked Guillamo on four pitches, Hallmark on five. Now 3-1 on Ramirez. Shorebirds lead the Woodpeckers 1-0. A little bit of danger here in the third. 3-1. Swung on and skied out to the left. Left fielder Craig comes in a couple of steps, gets under it, makes the catch with one hand. Runner's not able to advance anywhere. That's the first out here in the third. That pitch may be a hair off the outside corner. Very aggressive from Ramirez. Against a pitcher in Chassé, who's thrown more balls than strikes here in the inning. But it works to Chassé's benefit. First down of the frame recorded. Runner still at first and second. That brings up Kennedy Corona. Flied to left on the first pitch he saw back in the first. Another right-handed batter. And Winfield again at double play depth. Outfield straight away. Corners back. Leg kick, the pitch. Fastball at the knee is outside corner for strike one. Corona has hammered Shorebirds pitching this week. Had a really good game back on Tuesday in the 13-run outburst for Fayetteville. Corona ended up driving in four with a two-run homer. 0-1. Just off the outside corner with a fastball. Can't get the call. Counts even at one. Delmarva 1, Fayetteville nothing. Top 3, game 4 of the 6-game set. Woodpeckers have taken 2 out of the first 3. Corona hands held in front of his back shoulder. Right on top of the plate, the 1-1. Slider is down and away for ball 2. And now Gerard Foley throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Chassé's pitch count here in the frame skyrocketing. Closing in now on 50 pitches. Chassé toes the rubber, leans in. Glove rests up against his front hip. Now comes set in front of his shoulders. Fires home the 2-1, and Corona lines it the other way into right, a base hit. Coming on to grab it, Acevedo, the right fielder. He fires a dart to the plate. And stopping at third, Guillamo loads the bases with one out. No chance for Guillamo to score. Acevedo with strong arm. Corona, a very well-struck ball. Hit it hot the other way. Loads the bases with one out for Joey Loperfido, who was the only other hitter hotter than Corona here in the series. Loperfido has a multi-hit game every game this week. 3 hits on Tuesday, 2 on Wednesday, 5 last night on Thursday. And before Loperfido will get to bat, pitching coach Joe Hamacher makes his way out to the mound and try and counsel Chassé through the danger. Loperfido had what I thought was the most important at-bat of the game last night in the 5th inning. Still a relatively close game. Shorebirds had kept it to within 3-1 up until that point. Loperfido came on with 2 on and 2 out and roped a 2-run double out to right center. And after that, Shorebirds never really felt like they had a chance in this one. Chance in that one before Fayetteville gifted them 3 runs in the 7th. A full meeting on the mound between Chassé Hamacher, second baseman Noelbert Romero, and the catcher Creed Willems, with Thomas Girard still throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Shorebirds lead the Woodpeckers 1-0, top of the third. Loperfido, the batter, selected out of Duke last year in the 7th round by Houston. Driven in 25 this season, 3 last night. Hands held very high, backs off the plate. Infield back at double play depth. Outfield straight away. The first pitch. He swings and hits it softly on the ground to second. Romero has it. Throws to second. One. Back to first. Not in time. Run comes home to score. Ties the game as Loperfido barely beats it out at first. The field umpire pretty adamant on his safe call. Guillamo scores from third. Loperfido another RBI. Fayetteville ties it at one. Now runners at the corners and 2 outs. It's a pretty good turn all the way around between Romero and Ben Cosme. Just not quick enough. So tied at one. Hallmark at third. Loperfido at first. He stole the base back in the first. And the first pitch is lined into center by Justin Williams for a base hit. Coming home to score from third, Hallmark. Loperfido up to second. And the inability to turn the double play comes back to bite the Shorebirds. It's now Fayetteville 2, Delmarva 1. It's So Williams, with his first hit of the series, snaps an 0 for 11 string for him and gives Fayetteville a 2-1 lead here in the third. Now Logan Cerny, 2-on, 2-out, still trouble lurking here for Chasse. Can't get lackadaisical now after seeing the lead slip away. Cerny could really make you pay. Hit a 3-run homer last night. First pitch. Breaking ball is down and away for ball one. Cerny with 2 homers in the series. 3 homers in his past 5 games. Now 9 in the series, or 9 on the season, 30 driven in. 10th rounder of the Phillies last year was traded to Houston for Garrett Stubbs. And Chasse steps off. Romero holds the runner close at second, the 1-0, and Cerny swings and misses. Fastball running up and in. 1-1. Outfield shades Cerny a step the other way. Infield straight up, corners back. Loperfido at second, Williams at first, the pitch. It's down low for ball two. Warming out in their bullpen as Christian Mejias starting to throw. Evidently, Matthews only slated for 2 tonight. The pitch. And Cerny lines one into center for a base hit. Charging on Valdez from center. He grabs it around third. Comes Loperfido. The throw to the plate cut off. Ramirez knocks it down in front of the mound. Loses his glove. Back-to-back RBI singles with 2 out here for Fayetteville. Cerny with the last of them. And it's now 3-1 Woodpeckers here in the third. Williams stops at second. And that's going to be all for Moises Chasse here in this one. Felipe Rojas Jr., the manager, walks on out to the mound, and Chasse unable to complete the third. It's 2 outs in the frame, allows 3 runs. And we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen back on the other side of this break. It's Fayetteville 3, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care. Still in the top of the third here from Purdue Stadium. It's Fayetteville 3 and Delmarva 1 now. Thomas Girard is on this TechNet call to the bullpen to replace Moises Chasse. Chasse goes 2 2/3 innings right out on the hook for 3 runs all earned on 3 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and he leaves with 2 runners on, both his responsibility. Thomas Girard will try to leave him there. Girard making his 17th and team-leading appearance of the season. 2-0 with a 4.98 ERA, 21 2/3 innings, has struck out 5'11", 195 out of Duke, signed as an undrafted free agent back in 2020. Pitching for first time since back on Sunday against Myrtle Beach, where he went an inning, giving up 4 runs on 3 hits, 2 walks and a strikeout, and was ejected. First player ejection for the Shorebirds this season. Greeted by Tyler Whitaker, and the first pitch from Girard to him misses down and away for ball one. Whitaker, right-handed batter, 6th in the order. Struck out looking his first time up against Chasse. First and second, 2 outs. It's 3-1 Fayetteville over Delmarva, top of the third. Whitaker, right-handed batter, the 1-0. Breaking ball down the middle, 1-1. Girard, 4-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. Has really leaned into developing the rest of that repertoire. He used to be virtually just fastball slider. That changeup has become a favorite secondary of his. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider down and away. Gets Whitaker to chase 1-2. Gerard was ejected back on Sunday for arguing a home run call that he thought was foul. Home plate umpire ruled it fair. Gerard didn't agree with the call, let the ump have it. And, well, he was shown the door. 1-2, swing and a miss. Slider in the dirt, blocked by Willems, tags out Whitaker, and the inning is over. Gerard strands the two runners aboard, but Fayetteville gets three on Moises Chassé. On to the bottom of the fourth, it's now the Woodpeckers 3 and the Shorebirds 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Thanks to MILB.tv, the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds free broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience of priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the third here from Purdue Stadium. It's now Fayetteville 3 and Delmarva 1. Fayetteville with two-out runs after a game-tying RBI fielder's choice for Joey Loperfido on a failed double play chance. Birds come to bat in the bottom of the third against Zach Matthews. First pitch of the frame is fouled back by Luis Valdez leading it off. Valdez also the Birds' leadoff man to begin with. So second time through the order here for Matthews. Gave up a run on two hits the first time through. Valdez walked and scored back in the first. The 0-1. Valdez swings and taps it lightly to the backstop. Strike two. Valdez's speed has been game-changing this week with four stolen bases. Just last night, stole two bases, and neither of them came on a pitch. They were throws back to the mound, where he just took off for the next base. 0-2 and stopped and away for ball one. In the first inning, he stole second on a throw back to the mound, and then later in the same frame, stole third on the same deal. Except that time, the pitcher tried to throw to third. Miguel Ulloa fired wildly, and Valdez came in to score. 1-2. Fastball just off the outside corner. It's 2-2. Matthews has now retired four in a row after giving up one run, two hits, and a walk in the first. And a 1-2-3 second. Valdez switch hitter, bat pitch. Valdez swings and misses. Tight breaking ball down and in. Third strikeout of the game for Matthews, and there's one away here in the third. So one out, nobody on. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero grounded back to the mound his first time up. A little hit and run with Luis Valdez, but Romero just tapped it lightly back to Matthews, who made the play. Romero for four last night. The pitch. He swings and pops it up right side of the infield. Second baseman, first baseman come together, and it's the second baseman, Loperfido, to make the call and put it away for the second out here in the third. And that brings up Heston Kerstad. Kerstad in his pro debut tonight, drafted out of Arkansas 2 years ago to the day. Played 3 years with the Razorbacks. Freshman All-American, his first year, second team All-SEC, sophomore year, first pitch to him. Breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Shorebirds trail the Woodpeckers 3-1, bottom of the third. 2 outs, nobody on for Kerstad, left-handed batter. Big, tall stance, 6'3", 205. 0-1. Fastball bounces in, 1-1. Kerstad with the infield in his first time up, hit a chopper to second. Then Luis Valdez was able to score on from third. Got the Shorebirds their first and so far only run of the game. 1-1 pitch. Kerstad swings and fouls it back. 1-2. Kerstad with a bit of an unorthodox swing. It certainly works for him. Has basically since he's gotten to college, even back in high school in Amarillo. Big old leg kick. His hands kind of circle around his back shoulder. And his stance. It all comes together when he makes contact. 1-2. Fastball is up and away for ball two. And it's a different kind of contact. Kind of contact when somebody's taking batting practice. You hear the sound. You turn your head. So you need to see who hit that baseball. Wings and misses. Breaking ball downstairs. Matthews strikes him out. And Matthews is now retired 7 in a row. As he sets down the side in order here in the third. On to the fourth. It's Fayetteville 3, Delmarva 1. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plays. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
After three completed, Fayetteville 3 and Delmarva 1, Sam Jelinek here with you from Purdue Stadium on a gorgeous Friday night. Sun has started to peek out from back behind the clouds again. Just approach 8 o'clock here on the eastern shore of Maryland. Thomas Girard comes back out for the fourth after getting the final out of the third. Stranding two aboard for Moises Chasse. His first pitch to Victor Mascai coaxes a big swing and a miss on a breaking ball down for strike one. 17-9 to be flied to left his first time up. Left-handed batter. Open stance. Rest the bat on his back shoulder. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball cuts underneath his barrel. 0-2. So Girard able to strand two more on in relief of Chasse. That now makes Girard 14 for 25. 0-2. Called strike three. Outside corner. Girard finds the edge with the off-speed stuff. Back-to-back K's for him out of the pen. And there's one out here in the four. Girard is now stranded 14 out of 25 runners of the season coming on out of the bullpen. Chasse's line complete as well. Three runs on three hits, three walks, three strikeouts, and 2 2/3. Here's Freddy Guillamo. He led off the second with a walk. First pitch. Fastball at the knees outside corner for strike one. Guillamo, first of two walks. Chasse issued to kick off the third, both coming around to score. Right-handed batter. Outfield straight away. Infield straight up. The pitch. Cutter cut on and missed. Up and away. First time we've seen a cutter from Girard this season. Either that or a flat slider. It was at 86. Girard's velo is typically 89-91. It's not quite slider territory. The 0-2. Down and away, same pitch. This time Guillamo won't chase. It's 1-2. One out, nobody on for Fayetteville. It's 3-1. Woodpeckers lead the Shorebirds top four. The pitch. Cued off the end of the bat to the backstop. Guillamo stays alive at 1-2. Woodpeckers have an arm loosening up out in their bullpen again, as I thought Matthews was going to be done after two. Instead, he stayed in and has now retired 7 in a row. And that looks like Palmer Wenzel, who is loosening. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Three straight strikeouts for Girard. Claps his hands together out on the mound. as he's been dynamite since coming on out of the pen in the third. Two outs here in the fourth. Now the 9-0 hitter, Jackson Hallmark, walked Gerard from the stretch with nobody on. Righty comes set of the belt. High leg kick, the pitch. Slider drops in, thigh high, outside half for strike one. Hallmark, right-handed batter. A hustle and bustle out on the outfield concourse as 0-1 slider misses down and in for ball one. I think we said very crowded night here at Purdue Stadium, one of the largest crowds we've had so far this season. 1-1. Hallmark lines it out to short by the stab of Ben Cosme and on into left field for a base hit. So Gerard's string of three in a row punched out comes to an end. Hallmark singles and extends the fourth, flipping the lineup at the top for Yuris Ramirez. Ramirez has flying out to left twice. Fayetteville 3, Delmarva 1, 2 outs, top of the fourth. It's been a lot of two-out trouble the past couple of days for Delmarva. Fayetteville's done a lot of their damage through over to first, and Hallmark back in with a dive with 2 outs over the past 2 games. 2 runs here today with 2 outs. Yesterday, they got the scoring started with a 2-out, 3-run homer in the first. Ramirez, right-handed batter. The first pitch, Hallmark runs. Pitch misses up high. The throw to second by Willems is not in time. The ball clanged off the palm of the second baseman, Romero. So when he applied the tag, he didn't have the ball. And Hallmark safe with the stolen base. Hallmark with his 11th stolen bag of the season. He's been caught 3 times. So he's at second with 2 outs. It's a 1-0 count on Ramirez. Gerard from the belt, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider down and away. A hard one at 84. It's 1-1. Gerard has to be careful. He's done it a couple of times over the past 2 seasons. Is he very, very, very rarely comes to a complete stop on the mound. Slider, same spot. This time Ramirez doesn't chase. It's 2-1. Evidently, Thomas heard me out in the mound and wanted to make sure he didn't balk. Man at second, 2 outs, top of the fourth. Fayetteville leading Delmarva by 2. Ramirez crowds the plate. The 2-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner. It's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Gerard to the back of the mound. Kicks some dirt out of his spikes. Grabs the rosin bag. High black socks, toes the rubber, leans in for the sign. Gets something he likes, straightens up. And it's second, 2 outs, the 2-2. Swung on and chopped on the ground to third, picked off his shoe, tossed by De Leon, and fires across to retire Ramirez and strand Hallmark out at second. Gerard works around the 2-out single. On to the bottom of the fourth, it's Fayetteville 3 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories, they're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, it's Fayetteville 3 and Delmarva 1. TechNet called the bullpen to begin the frame. Palmer Wenzel replaces Zach Matthews, who goes three innings, allows one run on two hits, a walk, four strikeouts, and ends up retiring the final seven in a row that he faces for them by way of the K. Trenton Craig leads off the fourth for the Shorebirds, and the first pitch from the sidewinder Wenzel is a fastball in at 91 at the knees for strike one. Wenzel, not a full submariner, more just about belt high, about thigh high is where he throws from, and he slings it in hard. Right-handed pitcher, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Sinker again, just dropping off the table. Craig can't connect. It's 0-2. Craig, the cleanup man, singled his first time up, extending his hitting streak out to 8 in a row now. Wenzel, shoulder high set, short leg kick, the pitch. Slider, frisbees outside. Craig swings and misses at it. It's down on strikes, and Wenzel sets him down very quickly, three in a row. Makes quick work of him. Wenzel started the year at High A Asheville after signing as an undrafted free agent with the Astros last year after completing his collegiate career with Texas. First pitch to Frederick Benkozme is a slider inside for ball one. He was a stalwart at the back end of the bullpen for the Longhorns back in 2021. 21 and two-thirds innings, 3-0 record, 3.32 ERA. 1-0, fastball misses down low for ball two. Wenzel actually started his college career prior to Texas at UTSA after finishing junior college at McLennan Community College. 2-0, fastball down the middle for strike one. Wenzel, originally from McKinney, Texas, 6'1", 195, 25 years old, with ERA in 14 innings. The pitch, Benkozme swings and misses at the fastball. It's 2-2. 16 innings total for Wenzel with Asheville. 16 earned runs, 16 walks, 12 strikeouts. And now Benkozme calls time and steps out. Benkozme 1-for-1 tonight. Singled back in the first. Now 4-for-6 with the Shorebirds. Here's the pitch. Off speed is down and away. Counts full, 3-2. Dan Hammer throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen as he is the scheduled tandem with Moises Chassé. He would have liked for Chassé to hand off the baton straight to Hammer. The pitch, Benkozme swings and misses. Can't connect on the fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Wenzel here in the fourth. Brings up Isaac De Leon, two out, nobody on. Fayetteville 3, Delmarva 1. Outfield shades De Leon the other way. Infield straight up, the pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Wenzel from the stretch with nobody on faces De Leon, who struck out looking his first time up. It's a big moment in the first. 0-1. Slider down the middle, but it's 0-2. De Leon at the bases loaded, or first and second, beg your pardon. Two outs in the first, full count. And Matthews caught him looking on a fastball in the inside corner. 0-2. Slider, down and away. De Leon checks his swing, appeal to first. And no swing, says Trey Jester. So Hammer warming up out in the bullpen. Looks like he'll come on for the fifth. 1-2 on De Leon, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider down and away. And Palmer Wenzel makes quick work. The Shorebirds here in the fourth, striking out the side. And on to the fifth. It's Fayetteville 3, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth from Purdue Stadium, it's still Fayetteville 3, Delmarva 1. Shorebirds with a run in the first on a Heston Kirsten RBI ground out. 3 in the third for Fayetteville. Has held up since. Dan Hammer takes the mound for the Shorebirds here in the fifth on this TechNet call of the bullpen, replacing Thomas Girard. Hammer into his windup. His first pitch is fouled straight back right to the left of us off the bat of Kennedy Corona. As I figured it would be better to finish my sentence after I saw whether or not I'd get my head taken off. Corona 1-for-2. He singled his last time. Hammer into his windup. The 0-1. Fastball misses high for ball one. Girard goes an inning in the third. Walks three strikeouts. Stranded two aboard in the third, coming on for Moises Chassé. So now Hammer comes on clean for the fifth. Into his wind, the 1-1 to Corona. Breaking ball is down and away for ball two. Dan making his 11th appearance of the season, his fifth out of the bullpen. He's 2-3 with a 5.56 ERA. 34 innings, has struck out 38, walked 32. Kicks and deals the 2-1. And Corona takes fastball up and away at 93. 3-1. Hammer, 13th round pick of the Orioles back in 2019 out of Pittsburgh. Now 24 years old, 6'2", 210 pounds. And as he gets on top of the rubber, Corona calls time, steps out. Corona's second place hitter for Fayetteville. 3-1. Swung on and drills it off his foot in the box. Even with a shin guard on, he is hobbling out of the box in a good deal of pain. Hopefully that helped soften the blow a little bit, but he's still wincing pretty good. He'll walk around the batter's circle, trying to feel this one out as the trainer for Fayetteville, Eric Braun, comes out to check on him. So it looks like got him just at the very top of the shin guard. Feeling out just right below his knee right now. Seems to say he's okay. He'll try to stay in the game, but every time he tries to put pressure on that foot, he looks like it's a good deal of discomfort. It's a pat on the back from Braun, the athletic trainer. He'll stay in the game. So the count 3-2 on Corona leading off the fifth. Hammer trying to avoid a leadoff walk out of the bullpen. As you can tell by his line on the season, 32 walks and 34 innings. Free passes have been an issue. 3-2. Fastball misses inside. Ball 4 actually almost hits Corona on the same leg that he just injured himself. That is a lead. Brings up the second baseman, Joey Loperfido. Doesn't have a hit tonight, unlike the first three games in the series where he had multi-hit games, but he is 0-for-1 with an RBI fielder's choice that started the scoring for Fayetteville in the third. And it was his hustle beating out the tail end of a double play that allowed the inning to continue. First pitch to him. Fastball misses low for ball one. Loperfido and Hammer, both born in Philadelphia. But Hammer, who went to Father Judge High School in Philly, 1-0, runner goes, and Loperfido lines it down to left center field for a base hit. Corona went headfirst into second, so gets up off the deck, races for third, gets the wave around, and ends up scoring without a play. It's the cutoff throw held on to by Romero. It's an RBI double for Joey Loperfido as he slices one into left center. Matter of time before he got his hit tonight, and it's 4-1 Fayetteville here in the fifth. Thank you. perfectly executed hit and run. Outside of the fact that Corona did slide into second, but it ended up not even hurting Fayetteville there. Will Perfido with his 26th RBI of the season. Now he's at second with still nobody out in the fifth for Justin Williams. Hammer from the belt, though. Perfido takes off for a third pitch, misses down and away. Williams throws on one hop, and it's not in time. Will Perfido with too good a jump to beat Williams there. And Creed even threw that one from his knees, trying to get rid of it quickly. That base was stolen right on Hammer. Will Perfido with his second stolen base of the game. 14 on the season now. Infield comes in for Justin Williams. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. The 1-0 fastball poured in at 92 outside half, 1-1. Already 4-1 Fayetteville, third, nobody out. Shorebirds have the infield in, trying to cut out the run. 1-1. Fastball misses high, 2-1. The single is last time up. Williams snapped an 0-for-11 skid that he was on. Spanned the entirety of the series. Outfield straight away. Hammer comes set at the belt. Ready with a high leg kick. The pitch, and it's swung on and hit in the air. Down the right field line towards the corner. Right fielder Acevedo in front of the warning track makes the catch. Tagging from third, coming home to score. Lou Perfido without a play. And it's now a 5-1 Fayetteville. Sack fly and RBI for Williams, his second RBI of the game. And three batters into the fifth. Fayetteville's lead now out to 4. That brings up Logan Cerny. Cerny 1-for-2 with an RBI single his last time up. Hammer into his wide. Here's the first pitch. Cerny takes, breaking ball off the outside corner for ball one. Cerny was the last of the back-to-back RBI singles back in the third with Williams. Now Fayetteville, two more here in the fifth as expanded out to a 4-run game. 1-0. Fastball misses high for ball two. Hammer was coming off one of his best outings of the season. His last time out against Myrtle Beach, he went 5 innings, allowing a run on 4 hits, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. So he'd certainly been throwing the ball better of late. 2-0 pitch. Cerny lays off. Fastball scrapes the outside corner for strike one. Shorebirds in a 4-run hole here in the top of the fifth. Hammer trying to keep it at that. It's passed 2 times out. Hammer, I thought, has really been at his best, even though his line at Charleston didn't show it. 2-1. Fastball down the middle for strike two. Counts even at 2. Hammer ended up giving up 4 runs on 4 hits and 4-plus innings at Charleston. But the first 4 innings were scoreless. It's just 2-2 to Cerny. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Hammer bounces back from the 2 runs to score in the start of the inning. Strikes out Cerny. There's 2 outs here in the fifth. Even now, Hammer's passed 4 times out, going back to May the 17th against Fredericksburg. 3 out of those 4 outings, he's allowed 2 runs or fewer. 2 out, nobody on. That brings up Tyler Whitaker. Hammer rocks and deals the pitch. Fastball just a little outside for ball one. Hammer grabs some dirt, walks to the back of the mound. Dan has altered his windup just a little bit. He now starts from what would appear to be the stretch position before then dropping into a windup with his front foot. 1-0. Fastball a tick higher this time. It counts 1-1. Before, his full chest used to be square to the plate. Instead, now keeps him on line the whole time. 1-1. Breaking ball lined out towards second, and a diving grab by Romero up the middle. Noelbert Romero, the second baseman, with a diving grab to his right on a B-liner. Right up the middle, Romero takes care of it and ends the fifth, but Fayetteville with 2 runs here in the frame makes it now 5-1. So we go to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home. Shorebirds down by 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
For
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. Remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone, a contest that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home, we go to the bottom of the fifth here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds now trailing the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 5-1. Two in the top of the frame for Fayetteville. Extends their lead out to a game-high four. And the first pitch from Christian Mejias to Creed Willems misses up and away for ball one. Mejias on to replace Palmer. Wenz on this tech net call to the bullpen. 1-0 to Willems. Fastball is up and away for ball two. Wenzel goes one inning, strikes out the side, and then departs. Pretty clean and quick work for him. Mejias, the righty, into his windup, the 2-0, and Willems smacks it out of play down the third base side. It's 2-1. 7-9 here for the Shorebirds. Willems 0-1 tonight. Popped out to the catcher his first time up. Mejias making his sixth appearance of the season. His third out of the pen. The 2-1. Breaking ball misses high for ball three. 6 feet tall, 160 pounds out of Valencia, Venezuela. Actually the same hometown as former Shorebird Gene Pinto. 3-1. And Willems socks it in the air to straightaway center. Hallmark freezes. Now a step to his right. He's able to put it away on a line for the first out here in the fifth. Mejias 1-1 with a 4.35 ERA. 20-2, it's 10. 19 hits, 10 runs, 10 earns. Opponents batting 253 against him. Here's Steven Acevedo, right-handed batter. First pitch, breaking ball at the knees for strike one. Acevedo struck out swinging his first time up against Zach Matthews, who started for Fayetteville with three innings, allowed a run on two hits. 0-1. Breaking ball chopped foul just off the railing of the Fayetteville dugout first base side. It's quickly 0-2. Then Wenzel pitched scoreless fourth, striking out the side. Now Mejias. High black socks. Leg kick, the 0-2. And Acevedo checks his swing and fouls it to the backstop. Stay at 0-2. Mejias likes to work quickly. Black glove with black laces or orange laces on it. 0-2. Acevedo chases a fastball up and pokes it back and out of play to stay alive. Mejias gets the ball back, works on the first base side of the rubber, and a rather wide, gets a call radius to his windup. 0-2. And Acevedo hits it in the air to shallow center. Hallmark started back, now races in and gets to the spot in time to retire Acevedo for the second out here in the fifth. What I mean by the wide radius is that with his left foot, when Mejias steps back, puts a good deal of distance away from his body. Some guys like to stay more compact. Mejias likes to make himself big. So here's Moises Ramirez, the nine-hole hitter. First pitch home. He swings and pops it up, backing out of play. Strike one. Two outs, nobody on. It's Fayetteville 5, Delmarva 1, bottom of the fifth. Ramirez grounded second his first time up. Right on right matchup, the 0-1. Fastball misses high and tight at 93 for ball one. Mejias signed way back in 2016 at 16 years old out of Venezuela. The pitch, just a little low with a breaking ball. counts 2-1. Last time out for him was on the fourth against Fredericksburg. He gave up 3 runs over 3 innings, 4 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts. 2-1. Fastball misses low for ball 3. Ramirez saw his 4-game hitting streak come to a close last night. The pitch, he swings and gets under one out to shallow left towards the line. Left fielder Cerny over, camps under it, and puts it away for the final out here in the fifth. 3 straight flyouts for the Shorebirds in the frame. And that pushes us along to the sixth. It's still Fayetteville, now 5, and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the sixth, Shorebirds from the Woodpeckers 5-1 here in game 4 of the 6th game set from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds back at home for the full week. Take the bus on Monday down to Salem. Have a Tuesday at 11:05 and then 7:05 till the weekend. Gonna get through this weekend first. Birds down by 4. Dan Hammer back to work. Allowed 2 runs in the 5th. Victor Mascai leads it off for the Woodpeckers, and the first pitch fastball by Hammer is on the inside corner for strike 1. Mascai 0 for 2. He's flied to left and struck out looking. Hammer hands together at the belt into his windup, the 0-1. Fastball sails high and away. Counts even at 1. Hammer allowed a walk, a double, and then a sac fly back in the first, and then settled in after that. Tried to keep it going here in the 6th. Bottom of the order, tried to attack. Mascai open stands, the 1-1. Breaking ball down and in at 86, 2-1. Orioles have just gotten underway out in Kansas City, and it's not been a good start for the O's. Went scoreless in the top half of the first, the 2-1, and Mascai pops it out of play, third base side, counts even at 2. And Bruce Zimmerman's already given up 3 runs in the bottom of the first, has just 1 out. Salvador Perez, a 2-run homer. Andrew Benintendi, an RBI double. MJ Melendez has just doubled off of him as well. 2-2 on Mascai. Hammer deals home. And Mascai hits it high in the air down the left field line, slicing toward the Shorebirds bullpen. Trendon Craig over and stumbling over the bullpen mounds, makes the catch, holds on to it, and then flips the ball to Isaac De Leon behind his back for good measure. Nice play by Craig, ranging far into foul territory to put it away. One gone here in the 6th. Around the rest of Birdland, Bowie on the road at Harrisburg trails at 3-0, and they're in a bit of a pickle. Bomb of the 6th. First pitch now to Freddy Guillamo. He swings and misses for strike 1. Bases loaded, nobody out for the Senators. Clayton McGinnis in his double-A debut in a bit of a jam. Aberdeen trying to make it 5 in a row over Brooklyn. 0-1. Fastball misses down and in. 1-1. Right now it's Brooklyn 2, Aberdeen 1. And then Norfolk just underway at Nashville with the Sounds leading it 2-0 in the bottom of the first against D.L. Hall. 1-1 pitch. Fastball rushes up inside. Guillermo backs out of the way for ball two. 5-1 Fayetteville here in the top of the sixth. Freddie Guillermo, the batter, eighth place man. 0-1 with a walk and a run scored back in the third. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball letter high. Hamlet's 2-2. Dan can get it up there. 94-95 if he wants to, but it'll more than likely sit closer 91-93. One out, nobody on. Hammer the rock. Here's the roll. Fastball just down and in. And the count's full. Flagley still out in center. No wind right now. Clouds have departed overhead. Sun is nearly set. Lights are coming on full effect. Just a gorgeous night for baseball on the Eastern Shore. 3-2. Swung on and popped up. First base side behind the bag. First baseman Ramirez out into the outfield. Grass gets called off by the second baseman Romero, who makes the grab in fair territory for the second out here in the sixth. So two up, two down for Hammer here in the sixth. That brings up Jackson Hallmark, who hasn't been retired yet out of the nine slot. Walked and scored and then singled and stole the bases last time up. Right-handed batter, very high black socks, maybe the highest I've seen anybody wear them this season. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball, outer edge at 92 for strike one. Hallmark has his pants cuffed up above his knee. You'll see most guys put it just below the knee. It's most comfortable, but he goes even above it. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Same spot, same result. It's 0-2. So Hammer trying to fire a 1-2-3-6 and really gain some momentum here. Fayetteville 5, Delmarva 1. Hammer in a groove, gets his sign, kicks and throws the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. Gets Hallmark to chase through it. And Hammer fires a 1-2-3-6. We're on to the seventh. It's Fayetteville 5 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. A journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Our plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Last of the sixth, it's Fayetteville 5, Delmarva 1 here from Purdue Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds have dropped two out of the first three to Fayetteville. The only game that they won was a 3-2 game back on Wednesday. They're going to need more offense tonight. They want to find their way back into this one. Shorebirds have a bottom three offense in the league. At the top of the order, due up, Luis Valdez leads it off against Christian Mejias here in the sixth. Valdez shows bunt on the first pitch, draws it back as the pitch misses low. For ball one, Valdez 0-1, walked and scored to lead off the first, and the Shorebirds haven't had anything since. In fact, 1-0, Valdez takes down and in for ball two. Since the first inning, Fayetteville pitching has now combined to retire 13 in a row. 2-0, Valdez swings and chops it out to second on the third hop. Loperfido grabs it, sidearms it to first. Retires Valdez, and that's 14 in a row, and retired by Fayetteville Arms. It's gone across three pitchers. Zach Matthews, the first seven. Palmer Wenzel, the next two. And now next three. And then Christian Mejias, the last four outs. Romero, one out, nobody on, bottom six. Heston Kerstad on deck. First pitch to Romero. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Romero 0-2. He's grounded back to the mound and popped to second tonight. Right-handed batter, 0-1. Romero swings and misses, breaking ball down low. It's 0-2. Noel Burt, not going with his typical high socks tonight. Has the pants down low, shin guard on the front leg. Mejias, a deep breath, light kick, the pitch. And Romero pops it back and out of play. Stays alive at 0-2. On Romero. Mejias deals again. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Was a slider up high, but Romero chased after it. First strikeout for Mejias out of the pen. And that's 15 in a row retired by Fayetteville pitching. Brings up Heston Kerstad. He is 0-2 here in his professional debut, but an RBI ground out back in the first. Open stance from the left side. First pitch home. Kerstad takes way inside. Slider nearly got him on the leg. It's 1-0. Kerstad, bright orange batting gloves matching his jersey tonight. Elbow guard and shin guard, the 1-0. He takes. Fastball just off the outside edge at 95 for ball two. Kerstad's exploits back in college took him far beyond Arkansas as well, playing for the U.S. Collegiate National Team. 2-0. Fastball is in for ball three. And he's actually played with two other members of the O's organization while he was with the U.S. College National Team, once with him and once against him. That'd be Colton Kowser and Cesar Prado. The pitch, 3-0, is down the middle for strike one, 3-1. Kowser was on that team as well, and they actually played Cuba with Cesar Prado playing for the Cubans. 3-1 to Kerstad. He swings and floats it off the hands into shallow left. That's a base hit. The first professional hit for Heston Kerstad. A line drive the other way. Cerny gets it in from left. And two outs here in the sixth. Snaps a string of 15 in a row retired by Fayetteville pitching. It's the third hit of the game overall for the Shorebirds after back-to-back singles in the first. That brings up Trendon Craig. Good piece of hitting by Kerstad going the other way. Now Trendon Craig, he's 1-2. Here's the first pitch. Fastball is up high for ball one. Trendon, hottest hitter that the Shorebirds have right now, an 8-game hitting streak. 1-0. Breaking ball at the knees down the middle, 1-1. So a ball and a strike on Craig. The pitch. Trendon takes way high for ball two. And I asked Trendon what's actually changed for him here in the past week. And he said the main thing is that he started to get his hands away from his body. Space is what he said. More space to operate. 2-1 pitch. Fastball is down and away for ball three. Think about it. In terms of a boxer, closer a boxer holds his hands to his body, as far as when he's going to punch, the less he can wind up and actually deliver a meaningful blow. Trendon said the problem was his hands were too close to his body. He's gotten them away from them on his way to swing. 3-1. He swings and hits it in the air deep down the right field line towards the corner. Right fielder Corona chases after it, but runs out of room and doubles over himself on the sidewall. Same sidewall where a year ago, forgot about this play, but Christopher Cespedes, who was in right, tried to do the same thing, except he went full head over heels, and that ended up in a inside the park homer for Kevin Stroshine for the Frednats. Wild memory. So a 3-2 count on Craig with Kerstad at first, 2 outs in the sixth. Runner will be off. Pitch home, runner goes, and Craig cracks it back up the middle. The grounder finds its way into center, a base hit. Kerstad is in with a feet-first slide without a play, and Trendon Craig with a two-hit game sneaks a bouncing ball into center, and the Shorebirds threatening with two on and two out for Frederick Ben Cosme. Ben Cosme singled his first time up. Went 3-for-5 last night in his Shorebirds debut. 1-for-2 tonight. One more base hit. Shorebirds can add another run on the board. They trailed at 5-1 last of the sixth. Fayetteville, outfield very deep. Infield straight up the pitch. Fastball is down and in at 93 for ball one. Ben Cosme from the left side. played just two games in the FCL this season after spending all of last year in the Dominican Summer League. He was a touch old for the DSL, but still, pretty significant jump. 1-0. Takes down and in again for ball two. Fanville pitching was cruising. Coming to 2 outs and nobody on here in the inning, and now the catcher Guillamo heads out to the mound to talk with Mejias. 15 in a row retired by Fayetteville Arms. Kerstad ended that with his first career hit the other way. Craig followed up with a base hit to center, and now Ben Cosme ahead in the count 2-0. Out in center, Hallmark playing very deep. Right fielder Corona far shallower than him. Left fielder Cerny, medium depth. 2-0 on Ben Cosme, the pitch. Takes a slider inside for ball three. Isaac De Leon on deck. He represents the tying run here in the sixth. Shorebirds down by four to the Woodpeckers. Mejias working quickly, comes set just above the belt. Fires home, and Ben Cosme pops it up. Next, the third base bag, foul ground. Third baseman Ramirez in front of the coach's box now puts it away. Retires Ben Cosme, and the Shorebirds two-out rally is squashed. Birds strand to a board. On to the seventh, it's Fayetteville 5, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Delvin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds actions of anywhere on MLB.tv. To purchase your MILB.tv today. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a big baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July when the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Bauer, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the seventh, Shorebirds still down by four to the Woodpeckers. Fayetteville 5, Delmarva 1. Sam Jelinek with you here on a beautiful Friday evening here in June. Shorebirds trying to keep this a four-run game. Dan Hammer retired the signing order in the sixth, comes back out for the seventh, but has the top of the order due on. Uris Ramirez leads it off. Hammer the windup, first pitch home. Breaking ball drops low for ball one. Ramirez 0 for 3 out of the leadoff spot. He's flagged to left twice and grounded to third. Breaking ball rolled to the backstop, and the count's even at 1. Ramirez is the last man that Hammer has to face. Fifth allowed 2 runs, but since then has retired 6 in a row. 1-1. Fastball misses up high for ball 2. Things getting interesting in the Carolina League around this time of year. Like we said during the pregame show, the end of the first half is very quickly approaching. Tonight, game number 55, so just 11 games left in the first half at single A. 2-1, fastball just misses the outside corner, 3-1. And at the start of play today, Myrtle Beach and Charleston were tied in the South for that playoff spot, leading the division. And then Carolina has a one-game lead on Lynchburg here in the North. 3-1. Fastball is upstairs, ball 4. Hammer walks his second out of the pen. So leadoff one to Ramirez here in the 7th. And right now, Myrtle Beach leading Carolina 5-2 as the Mudcats have taken 3 out of the first 4 this week against Myrtle Beach, or 2 out of the first 3, beg your pardon, with a doubleheader yesterday due to rain. So the Mudcats, who are trying to fend off Lynchburg right now, who trails Fredericksburg 4-0 in the top of the 7th. Kennedy Corona the header. Man at first, hammer from the belt. Light kick the pitch. It's down and away for ball one. So if everything holds the way it currently is, Lynchburg would again tie the Mudcats at the top of the Northern Division. Other scores from around the league down east, beating up on Kannapolis. It's 8-2 in the top of the eighth. 1-0. Corona takes a fastball down the middle, 1-1. Augusta shutting out Columbia, 3-0 right now, top of the seventh. Charleston leading 6-3 over Salem in the top of the fifth. Those are all the scores from around the Carolina League, including the Shorebirds trailing the Woodpeckers 5-1. The pitch, fastball is up and into Corona for ball two. Top of the seventh, man at first, one out. Kennedy Corona at the plate, hitting out of the two hole. It's 1-for-2 tonight, a single, a walk, and a run scored. Throw over to first and back in with a dive, Ramirez. Interesting thing for the Shorebirds, we talked about this a little bit more during last night's game, is that given the Orioles' propensity to draft college players, the second half could really see a huge infusion of talent for the Shorebirds. Obviously getting Kerstad back helps that. 2-1. Corona lays off. Fastball. Can't get the call. Willems, the catcher, held it for an extra beat and a half. Still couldn't get the call. It's 3-1. So who knows what the second half has in store, and that's what is fun about the first half, second half playoff procedure. Never out of it. 3-1. Corona swings and hits it high in the air out to right. A couple steps towards the line. Right fielder Acevedo gets under it. Waits for it and puts it away for the first out here in the seventh. Ramirez retreats to first. One away here in the frame. It's still Fayetteville 5, Delmarva 1. Now Joey Loperfido, who has continued to hammer Shorebirds pitching this week. Five-hit game last night, two hits back on Wednesday, three on Tuesday. Not a multi-hit game yet. He's 1-for-2, but he's driven in two and scored two runs. First pitch, he swings and slices it out of play, third base side for strike one. Five runs, five hits, no errors for Fayetteville. One run, four hits, one error for the Shorebirds. Fayetteville has just done a great job of converting their chances into runs so far tonight. Throw over to first, and Ramirez back in standing. Fayetteville 3-for-8 tonight with runners in scoring position. The Shorebirds 0-for-3. Both teams have stranded for a board. Loperfido from the left side stands a good deal away from the plate. 0-1, runner goes, and Loperfido fouls it back for strike two. It was a hit and run his last time up, where Loperfido sliced it into the left center field gap to drive in Kennedy Corona, who actually slid into second head first and still had enough time to get up and score without a play. 0-2 on Loperfido, one of the few times he's actually gotten to two strikes this week. See if Hammer can put him away. And at first, one out, top of the seventh, Fayetteville 5, Delmarva 1. Joe checks his swing, slider down and in, gets away from Willems to his right, and up to second goes Ramirez on a wild pitch. Oh, are they saying Loperfido went around? Okay, call goes the Shorebirds' way. But man, looked like Loperfido held up. Third strikeout for Hammer. He'll take it. That's the second out of the inning. And not a lot of fanfare about the call either, especially with a wild pitch. Second out of the inning is recorded, though. Here's Justin Williams. First pitch, he swings and fouls it back for strike one. Williams 1-for-2, a single, a sack fly, two driven in. Trying to expand this Fayetteville lead. Shorebirds took the lead in the first, 1-0. Heston Kerstad, an RBI ground out. But three in the third for Fayetteville, two more in the fifth. Have them up by four. The pitch. Fastball is down and away for ball one. One. Swung on and hammered. deep left. Craig going back on the warning track. He looks up, but that ball clears the second set of ads. An absolute blast for Justin Williams. .420 out to left center. A two-run shot in Fayetteville has now blown it open again. It's 7-1 here in the seventh. That thing was a nuke. Williams with his first homer of the season. Now Logan Cerny, the batter. Hammer spins in a breaking ball for strike one. So a two-run blast for Justin Williams. Here in the top of the seventh. Hammer the line, the 0-1 to Cerny. Breaking ball just off the outside corner for ball one. It's his first homer here at the single-A level. Williams, or rather hit five last year with Fayetteville, beg your pardon. Thought that was down in the FCL. 1-1. Cerny swings and misses at the fastball, and the count's 1-2, but Williams' first home run of the season, 420 out to left center. Drives in two, and it's now Fayetteville 7 and Delmarva 1. Cerny at the plate, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. The wind, here's the pitch. Fastball is down and away for ball two, and Hammer has had a home run problem this season. That's the seventh homer he's given up now in 37 innings. It's about one every six frames, which is about double what's considered average. 2-2. Cerny hits it in the air towards right, chasing Acevedo back in front of the warning track. Makes the catch for the final out here in the seventh. But a two-run homer for Justin Williams with two away. Plates two more for Fayetteville. On to the bottom of the seventh, time to stretch. It's now Fayetteville 7, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzz warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm ready for your
bottom of the seventh, hope you had a good stretch. Shorebirds trail at 7-1, and the first pitch from Christian Mejias to Isaac De Leon is cut on and missed for strike one. 6-7-8 for the Birds due up against Mejias. 0-1. Slider at the knees outside corner. It's quickly 0-2 on De Leon, who's 0-2 tonight with two strikeouts. Shorebirds had their chance in the sixth to get back into this one. Had two on and two out. 0-2. De Leon checks his swing and fouls it back. It's 0-2 still. But Frederick Benkozme popped out to third and foul ground. And after that, Justin Williams, a two-run blast out to left. Needed a five-run game. Fayetteville 7, Delmarva 1. 0-2 again. And De Leon swings and fouls it back up into the sweet level. Stay at 0-2. De Leon was 0-1 last night. He walked four times. But the walks have been held in check for the first time this series by Fayetteville. Just one walk issued. 0-2. Fastball is up and in. And the count's 2-2. Two-two pitch. De Leon takes a called strike three. Slider outside corner. Can't pull the trigger. That's a hat trick. And De Leon shakes his head at the call, waits a few moments in the box, and finally turns tail back to the dugout. One away here in the seventh for Mejias, his second strikeout out of the pen. Brings up Creed Willems. He's 0 for 2. Seventh place hitter in the first pitch to him misses for ball one. Willems has popped out to the catcher and flied out to center. Left-handed slugger. Mejias the wind. Here's the pitch. Fastball low for ball two. Short two in the first, two in the sixth, and literally nothing in between. 2-0. Willems fouls it back and out of play over the press box. Counts 2-1. After a two-out single from Frederick Benkozme in the first for Delmarva, 15 consecutive hitters were retired by Fayetteville pitching. 2-1, Willems rips one foul. Out of play, right field side, counts even at two. Until Heston Kerstad, with his first career hit, single to left with 2 outs in the sixth. Dominant run across three different Fayetteville pitchers. 2-2. And Willems slices it the other way, deep towards the left field corner. Left fielder Cerny over, has to play it on a hop. Willems around first. He'll hold up there, though, as he chases himself back to the bag. Strong throw from Cerny back into second. And the Shorebirds with their fifth hit of the game. That brings up Steven Acevedo. He's 0 for 2, has struck out swinging and flying to center. It's Fayetteville 7, Delmarva 1. Palm in the 7th. Shorebirds trying to claw their way back in here. Loss tonight would mean that they can't win the series. First pitch, Acevedo takes. It's on the outside corner for strike 1. Fayetteville's taken 2 out of the first 3, and the Woodpeckers are playing very good baseball. A couple of series wins over the past few weeks. 4 out of 6 from Fredericksburg. They swept Kannapolis. 0-1. Acevedo checks his swing. Fastball up. Appeal to second, and Trey Jester says he held off. Counts 1-1. So the Woodpeckers, despite being 25-29 coming into tonight, are a team that is probably a little bit better than their record. And he is from the belt. Kicks his leg, the pitch. Slider down, on the outside corner. That pitch looked a couple inches off the edge. But Mejias gets the call, it's 1-2. So 1-2 on De Leon. Willems a short lead at first, middle infield at double play depth. Pitch home. And Acevedo skies it down the right field line into the Fayetteville bullpen. Right fielder lands in the berm down there. Ballman two strikes. Acevedo checks his swing, fouls it back. Ballman two strikes still. Little update from Birdland for you, only because it seems to be important. 1-2, Acevedo swings and misses. Can't connect. Down on strikes, and there's two away here in the seventh. Bowie now trails Harrisburg 5-0, but that's not the story. Bench is clear. Nobody really knows why. Nothing really happened. The two teams met up and down the first base line. Just had a standoff. Strange stuff. Here's Moises Ramirez, man at first. 2 outs, pitch. Breaking ball at the knees for strike 1. 9 o'clock on the dot now. Sun is completely set. Lights on in full effect. Creed Willems at first. 2 outs. Bottom 7. It's Fayetteville 7. Delmarva 1. Moises Ramirez, the 9-hole batter at the plate. And the 0-1 is spiked in. Blocked at first by the catcher, Guillamo. And then Willems dances back to first. As it actually kicked off of the home plate umpire, Steve Craze. Guillamo picked it up. Willems thought better of taking off for second. He probably would have been dead to rights. So Willems still at first. Ramirez 0 for 2 tonight. Here's the pitch. Fastball way high. Yeah. So two balls and a strike on Ramirez. Moises had a four-game hitting streak snapped last night. He was 4-for-15 during the stretch. The pitch, swing and a miss. Come from a slider, counts even at two. Mejias working on 3 2/3 right now, trying to go four strong. Dangles his arm, glove pressed against his chest as he leans in for the sign. Straightens up, comes set. Willems at first, Mejias holds the 2-2. And Ramirez swings and misses, chased a fastball up and out of the zone. Mejias sets him down on strike, strikes out three in the seventh. And we're on to the eighth. It's Fayetteville 7, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single-game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fayetteville 7 and Delmarva 1. Been at that score line since the last inning. Two-run homer for Justin Williams for Fayetteville. Woodpeckers have scored in bunches tonight. Three in the third, two in the fifth, two in the seventh. Going every other frame here tonight. Odd innings only. Tyler Whitaker leads it off for the Woodpeckers against Dan Hammer here in the eighth. Hammer has been on since the fifth. First pitch to Whitaker is a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Hammer has alternated good and bad tonight. Two in his first inning of work, two in his third. Now looking for, hopefully, a clean eighth. 0-1 to Whitaker. He swings and pops it back and out of play for strike two. Whitaker 0-for-3, 6-7-8 in the lineup. Whitaker is struck out twice. Right-handed batter, the shortstop for Fayetteville. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Sun is completely set, lights on, right now covering the field. Fastball's up high for ball one, and a stream of taillights going down U.S. Route 50 out beyond the left field wall headed towards Ocean City this weekend. First couple of weekends after Memorial Day, always the busiest. 1-2, swing and a miss, breaking ball in the dirt. Willems blocks it, and will tag out Whitaker on his way by to complete the strikeout for the first out here in the eighth. Fourth strikeout in the game for Hammer out of the pen. Victor Mascai now digs in. Left-handed batter. Open stance. Rests the bat on his back shoulder. 0-for-3 tonight. Two flyouts to the left and a strikeout looking. Hammer the rock. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a changeup for strike one. That's a pitch Hammer has worked really hard on. A lot of times it just trickles off his hand and floats in high. Bringing it down in the zone has been key for him. 0-1. Same pitch, same result. Big swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Between some of the rockier innings for Hammer, you can see the grain of big potential. 0-2. Kind of through the forest, you see the trees. For Hammer, it's still there. It's just about finding it more consistently. Part of it has been the walks, part of it's been the homers. 1-2. Fastball called, strike three. Outside corner at the knees. Hammer freezes Mascai. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the eighth. So two up, two down for Hammer by way of the K here in the eighth. That brings up Riddick Guillamo, the catcher, hitting eighth. 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. It's Fayetteville 7, Delmarva 1, top of the eighth. Hammer the wind, here's the pitch. Breaking ball is high for ball one. Hammer gets his sign. Light tan glove. Here's the pitch. Fastball is just a little up and away for ball two. Dan right now at 65 pitches. Can get through Guillamo here. Might come back out for the ninth. Pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-0 green light for Guillamo. 2-1, or 2-1, beg your pardon. I thought it was 2-1. So 2-1 on Guillamo. Always trust your gut, kids. 2-1. Swung on and fouled back just to the right of my crowd mic, still causing me to flinch. And the count's 2-2. What the thing is about the press box here at Purdue Stadium is that the angle where it's set up behind home plate where the screen is the only way a foul ball is getting up here is if it's a screamer. I'm not prepared for that. 2-2. Breaking balls outside for ball three. Unfortunately, I need both my hands to broadcast a game. So wearing a glove is kind of out of the question. I haven't had a ball up in the booth yet this year. Two last year. Was 0 for 2. One rather embarrassingly. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Foul tip held on to by Guillamo. And Dan Hammer strikes out of the pen. And we're through 7.5 on to the bottom of the eighth. It's Fayetteville 7, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the eighth, Shorebirds in the six-run hole. It's Fayetteville 7 and Delmarva 1. Top of the order, two up though. Luis Valdez leads it off. Christian Mejia is back to work. And his first pitch breaking ball misses outside for ball one. Through the order here for Mejia, who has been on since the fifth. 0-1, or 1-0 rather, is up and away for ball two. Valdez 0 for 2 tonight, a walk and a run scored back in the first, struck out swinging and grounded to second. The pitch, he taps another one on the ground to second. Lou Perfido backs up on it, second baseman gloves, throws a little low, but held on to by Mascai for the first out here in the eighth. Brings up Noelbert Romero with Heston Kerstad on deck. Kerstad has the only RBI of the game for the Shorebirds, an RBI ground out back in the first. Romero 0 for 3. He is into his wind. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses Little for ball one. Action out in the Fayetteville bullpen. As that looks like Fabricio Reyna getting loose right now with Mejias at 63 pitches. 1-0. Fastball misses high and tight for ball two. Mejias through three and a third innings right now. He's given up three hits, no walks, four strikeouts. Romero a big swing and a miss. Fastball running in for ball for what would have been ball three. Instead, it's 2-1. 2-1. Romero takes slider just a little low, had the outside edge. 3-1. Mejias, the 3-1. And Romero swings and misses. Can't connect. Fastball, letter high, outside half. Got the arms extended. Counts full. Three-two pitch. Romero swings and fouls it back right over my head on top of the press box. Count stays at 3-2. Shorebirds down 7-1 to the Woodpeckers. Bottom of the eighth. Nobody on, one out. Romero calls time and steps out. Noel Burt, probably the most proactive hitter the Shorebirds have as far as calling time, trying to control the pace in the box. Obviously harder with the pitch clock now. He still tries to. Dismay, he is with a breaking ball. Hard slider at 84, falls off the table. And there's two outs here in the eighth. Five strikeouts for Mejias. Brings up Heston Kerstad with two outs and nobody on. Kerstad in his pro debut tonight. Picked up his first pro hit back in the sixth. The single the other way. 1-for-3 with an RBI. Left-handed batter. Mejias the rock and the pitch. Fastball is down and in for ball one. Mejias, right-hander on the arm, trying to go four scoreless here. Infield plays Kerstad to pull to the right side. Here's the 1-0. Kerstad swings and rolls it on the ground to the first baseman, Mascai, to his right. He picks it up, takes it to the bag himself, and retires Kerstad for the final out here in the eighth. Shorebirds go down 1-2-3. Mejias has retired five in a row, and we're through eight. On to the ninth, it's Fayetteville 7, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman in his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road in the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the ninth, Shorebirds trailing the Woodpeckers 7-1. Dan Hammer stays on for Delmarva. Coming into the frame now at 69 pitches, his 70th. Misses just a little bit down and away for ball one to Jackson Hallmark. 9-1-2 due up for Fayetteville. Hammer trying to complete five strong tonight. The pitch, Hallmark swings and misses. Counts 1-1. Hammer has allowed four runs through his first four innings. Has struck out six and walked two. He's actually only given up two hits as well. Every base runner he's allowed. 1-1. Hallmark swings, lines it softly out to second, and Romero diving up the middle makes another sensational grab. His second diving grab of the ball game. This one on the outfield grass in shallow center. Robs a hit from Jackson Hallmark. who falls to 1-for-3 tonight. Merrill getting dirty out at second base tonight. All kinds of grass stains on his pants and jersey, but well worth it for two fine defensive plays. Top of the order now, Yuris Ramirez takes a first pitch fastball in on the corner for strike one. But like I was saying, Hammer has allowed just four base runners tonight, two walks and two hits, but all four of them have scored, which is an insane percentage, 0-1. Breaking ball misses low for ball one. A typical strand rate is what it's called. Will reside between high 60s to low 70%. If you're, say, a better pitcher, it might be closer to 80. 1-1. Ramirez swings and hits it out of play. Right field side, 1-2. But Hammer's strand rate tonight is literally zero, which is a very weird and hard thing to do. Combination of bad luck and bad timing. All of his do. Ramirez swings and fouls it back. Count stays at 1-2. Hammer is now retired 5 in a row. Struck out the side of the 8th. Got Hallmark to line out to 2nd to begin the 9th. Got Cerny to fly out to right to end the 7th. 1-2 on Ramirez, the leadoff man, the pitch. Breaking ball bounced in. And the count's even at 2. Ramirez 0-for-3 tonight with a walk and a run scored back in the 7th. Hammer's pitch swung on and fouled off the catcher Willems. Ramirez stays alive at 2-2. Still looks like Fabricio Reyna warming out in the Fayetteville bullpen. 2-2. Fastball misses high and the count's full. The Shorebirds getting it. Looks like Joel Benitez right now throwing. Sammer's pitch count now at 79. 3-2. Fastball high, ball for Benitez, or Ramirez rather, coaxes the second walk of the game off a Hammer. And there's a man aboard with one out here in the 9. Hammer's season high pitch-wise was 84 against Salem on May the 11th. The last time out, he went 83 at Myrtle Beach. So he's right around his end point. And pitch coach Joe Hallmacher going out to the mound, I think, to either tell him that or buy Benitez some time out in the bullpen. So meeting on the mound here, between Hallmacher, Willems, and Hammer, trying to figure out how to get out of this potential pickle. Man at first, one out. Hammer's pitch count just about at its ceiling here. Pound on the backside for Hammer, and as Hallmacher departs back for the dugout. A couple of minutes out in the bullpen, so he's almost ready to go. Hammer goes down. The dirt removes a small pebble, throws behind him, stretches out his upper torso. Now toes the rubber, hand behind his back. Ramirez leads away from first. First pitch home to Kennedy Corona's breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Willems. Holding at first, Ramirez, 1-0. Corona, right-handed batter. Hitting on the 2-0 hole, he's 1-for-3 tonight with a walk and a run scored. Takes the 1-0 just a hair high for ball two. Middle infield at double play depth. Shorebirds haven't turned a double play tonight. That's the one that they didn't turn back in the 3rd that ended up leading to 2 more runs. 2-0. Corona swings and gets under one. Way up there towards right. Acevedo back a couple of steps. Gets under it and straight away right. For the second out here in the 9th. Back in the 3rd. Base is loaded. 1 out. Ground ball to 2nd. Hit softly. Romero went to 2nd for 1. The turn to 1st was just a hair late. And it was a bang-bang play. After that, back-to-back singles off of Moises Chassé. Chased him out of the game and made it 3-1 at the time. Now 7-1 Fayetteville as they've scored 7 unanswered. 2 outs, top 9, man at first for Joey Loperfido. First pitch is down and in for ball 1. Well, Perfetto, 1-for-3 tonight. 2 runs scored, 2 driven in. But if he can't get a hit here, it would be his first time this week without a multi-hit game. Double off a hammer back in the fifth to drive in a run. Ramirez at first, short lead, the pitch. Fastball misses high for ball two. Two and oh on Lo Perfetto. The only thing he hasn't done this week actually is homer. 2-0. He swings and lops it out of play. Out to the grassy berm, left field side, 2-1. And that felt like a moment where I was hopefully not speaking something into existence there for Dan Hammer. Felt awfully close. 2-1 on Lo Perfetto. He digs back in, taps the plate. Two-tone bat. Natural green barrel, black handle. Wiggles it above his head. The 2-1. Breaking ball drops in at the knees outside corner. That's the good one from Hammer. It's 2-2. Naturally, Hammer has to have a good breaking ball. It's part of the name. Runner at first, 2 outs. Fayetteville 7, Delmarva 1. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Lo Perfetto tried to check his swing, but he went around. Willems blocks it, throws to first. Retires Lo Perfetto. It ends the top of the ninth. Dan Hammer strikes out 7 over 5 innings. But as we go to the bottom of the ninth, it's Fayetteville 7, Delmarva 1. Birds need 6 to tie, 7 to win it here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Last of the ninth, last chance of the Shorebirds, who trail the Woodpeckers 7-1 here on Friday night. Game for the six-game set. Fayetteville has taken 2 of the first 3, trying to make it 3 out of 4. Shorebirds have 4, 5, and 6 due up against Fabricio Reyna here in the ninth on this TechNet call of the bullpen. Reyna replaces Christian Mejias, who goes 4 shutout innings, allows just 3 hits, no walks, and strikes out 5. Reyna making his 14th appearance out of the pen out of Maracay, Venezuela. 6'3", 175. His first pitch to Trendon Craig is 95 around the chin. Straight to the backstop for ball one. Reyna 1-2 with an 8.16 ERA. 14 and a third innings has struck out 21, walked 10. 16 hits, 20 runs, 13 earns. Craig from the right side, the 1-0. Swing and a miss, 95, letter high. It's 1-1. Craig, another two-hit game, 2-for-3 tonight. Second two-hit game of the week. Homered and tripled back on Wednesday. 1-1 the count. Here it comes. Fastball is outside for ball two. Craig leading off the ninth. 8-game hitting streak already secured. Trying to find a way for the Birds to rally for something here in the ninth. 5 hits tonight, all singles. 2 of them from Craig. 1 from Ben Cosme. 1 from Kerstad. The pitch, Craig swings and taps it foul at the plate, counts even at 2. And 1 from Creed Willem, and that's just 1 other walk, so not a whole lot doing on the base paths for the Shorebirds. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, And Craig swings and misses. Fastball up and out of the zone at 96. Gets him to chase. One away here in the ninth. This is what the Fayetteville pitching staff can do when they limit the walks. Just one walk tonight. Asking for one every night is, you know, above and beyond. You can cut it down to three or four. Suddenly you're putting yourself in a far better position to win ball games. There's Frederick Benkosme, left-handed batter. He's one for three tonight. Open stance, the pitch. Breaking ball down and in for ball one. Seven runs, six hits, no errors for Fayetteville. One run, five hits, and one error for Delmarva. High set, here's the pitch. And Benkosme takes down and in for ball two. Outfield straight away, infield straight up, 2-0. Benkosme takes, fastball in the inside corner, 2-1. There's another key at-bat tonight for Benkosme. Can't fault him for not coming through. Such a young kid in just his second game with the Shorebirds. 2-1. He checks his swing, it's a little dribbler to third, charging in Ramirez. He gloves, sets his feet, throws to first, and the ball pops out of Mascai's mitt. He had it. Benkosme was out by a half step, and it just popped out of Mascai's mitt. E3, and there's a man at first with one out here in the ninth, but Benkosme hit with two on and two out in the sixth. Had a 3-1 count and popped out to third. After that came Justin Williams' homer, which made it 7-1. That's where we stand, but in either case, the Shorebirds have seen the Woodpeckers put up seven unanswered. So Benkosme at first on the error. Here's Isaac De Leon. First pitch fastball is high for ball one. De Leon 0 for 3 pitchers. Wearing clean as ice, white batting gloves. Must be new out of the package. 1-0. Thought about it, but lays off the fastball on the outside half, 1-1. Middle infield at double play depth, outfield straight away and deep. De Leon from the right side, Reyna. Ready, comes set at the letters. High leg kick, the 1-1. Fastball called, strike above the belt, outside corner. And De Leon shakes his head coming out of the box, throws his hands up actually at Craze as well. It's 1-2. 1-2 pitch, Benkosme takes off for second, not being held on as De Leon swings and misses. Foul tip held on to by Guillamo. Defensive indifference allowing Benkosme to take second. De Leon down on strikes for the fourth time tonight by a fourth different pitcher. And there's two away here in the ninth. Creed Willems, the Birds' final hope. Fayetteville 7, Delmarva 1. Woodpeckers on the verge of locking up at least a series split. Willems 1 for 3, left-handed batter, the pitch. He swings and fouls it back for strike one. Willems singled into the left field corner his last time up. Reyna high set, higher leg kick to pitch. Off speed, misses up and away for ball one. Willems with a homer in the series. Bats with the Birds down by six, bottom of the ninth. Bottom of the order here too, 1-1. Willems hits it in the air, slicing out a play down the left field line, into the grassy berm, bobbled about, and into a throng of kids. Good gracious. That's a concussion in the making. Everybody went after it, head first. 1-2 on Willems. Birds down to their final strike. 2 outs, bottom nine, trail at 7-1. Here's the pitch. And Willems takes, a little low. Counts even at 2. 7 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Fayetteville. 1 run, 5 hits, and 1 error for Delmarva. Willems at the plate, Benkosme at second. Reyna, the righty, comes set. 2-2. And Willems takes, breaking ball down and away. count's full. His count full on Willems, spreads out his stance, drops into a deep squat, chokes up on the bat. Runner at second, 2 outs, the 3-2 fastball called, strike three, outside corner, and Willems caught looking, and that's the ball game. Fayetteville, a dominant pitching performance tonight. After allowing a run in the first, they retire 15 in a row and string together 8 straight zeros to end the ballgame. Your final score tonight, it's Fayetteville 7 and Delmarva 1. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with totals and a recap on the postgame show. Your final tonight, it's the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 7 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summer family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jacks Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jacks Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Jelinek here with you as Shorebirds here on Friday night from Purdue Stadium. It was a lot of pomp, a lot of circumstance, and after that, just about fell flat. Shorebirds losing to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 7-1. Woodpeckers have taken 3 out of the first 4 here this week. The big story today was Heston Kerstad making his professional debut. And relatively speaking, he lived up to the hype. He went 1-for-3, single, drove in a run. So not too shabby, but other than that, Shorebirds just 4 hits outside of him in a 7-1 loss. Let's watch. Shorebirds actually got on the board first, and after that, it was nothing but zeros. Luis Valdez walked to lead off the first, went to second on a ground out, third on a wild pitch, and then scored on a Heston Kerstad ground out to second, made it 1-0. After that, Delmarva got nada. Fayetteville took the lead in the third with bases loaded and 1 out, a ground ball to second. Joey Loperfido racing down the line at first, was able to beat it out. Score a run on the fielder's choice, tied the game at 1. Justin Williams then with an RBI single, and Logan Cerny another RBI single to chase Moises Chassé from the game. Fayetteville up 3-1. They added 2 more in the 5th. Lou Perfido an RBI double, Justin Williams a sacrifice fly, and then 2 more in the 7th as Williams completed a 4-RBI night with a 2-run homer, a missile out to left. And Delmarva saw Fayetteville put up 7 unanswered on them to take a 7-1 win. The Shorebirds at one point had 15 consecutive batters retired by Fayetteville pitching. Well, Heston Kerstad in his pro debut after the RBI ground out in the first, struck out swinging to end the third, singled to left for his first pro hit in the 6th, then grounded to first to end the 8th, finishing the game 1-for-4. Final line score in this one for Fayetteville, 7 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, they strand 5. Delmarva, 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error, they strand 6. Christian Mejias picks up the win for Fayetteville. He improves to 2-1. He goes 4 shutout innings. Allows 3 hits, no walks, strikes out 5. Moises Chassé takes the loss. He allows 3 runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and 2 2/3 here tonight. Started at 7:05, finished at 9:32. Time of game, 2 hours and 27 minutes. A far cry from last night, that's for sure. And a season record attendance of 4,477, which we expect to actually break tomorrow. So if you haven't bought your tickets yet and still want to get out here, they're going fast. Got a few of them left. Call the box office tomorrow morning. Maybe we can squeeze you in. But almost 4,500 tonight at Purdue Stadium, seeing the Shorebirds fall to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 7-1. And a shout-out, actually, on the pitching end of things for the Shorebirds, Dan Hammer. Although the line, 5 innings, 4 runs, not exactly clean. Only 2 hits, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts, as 4 of the 5 base runners he allowed came in to score. That's generally just got to him tonight with the home run and the RBI double. But otherwise, I thought Dan pitched pretty well, striking out 7, which actually is a season high and a career high for him. So congrats to Dan Hammer on setting a new career high by striking out Lou Perfido to end the 9th. With the win, Fayetteville improves to 26-29 on the season. They are 14-17 on the road, and they have taken 2 in a row, 3 out of 4 here this week against the Shorebirds. Delmarva, they fall to 19-36. First time this year, they are 17 games under 500, and they are now eliminated from postseason contention here in the first half. Still a chance to come back in the second half, do some damage maybe, but they are cooked as far as the second half or first half is concerned. Put them on a plate. Stick a fork in them. It's all over. They fall to 9-16 here at home, and they have lost 2 in a row. Let's go ahead and look at that Carolina League scoreboard, see how the rest of the league has shaken out here on this Friday night. It's final from Kannapolis, down east with a 9-2 win over the Cannonballers. Myrtle Beach bounces back with a 5-3 win tonight against the Mudcats, even that series at 2 apiece. Fredericksburg hangs on barely, 4-3 over Lynchburg after the Hellcats play 3 in the 7th. Augusta looking to wrap up their current 6-2 win over Columbia. One out in the bottom of the 9th and nobody on for the Fireflies. Charleston, they lead Salem at 9-5 right now in the bottom of the 7th from Joseph P. Riley Ballpark. Taking a turn to Birdland now. The Orioles now trail at 7-0 against Kansas City in the bottom of the 5th. Bruce Zimmerman was bounced pretty early in this one. Oh, goodness, they're still making him pitch. I thought he was out of the game after giving up 7. I was wrong. He's given up 7 runs on 10 hits, 69 pitches, 10 hits, 2 strikeouts, 2 homers as he is eating it tonight for the Shorebirds or for the Orioles on what is a depleted pen. They need him to soak up some innings. Around the rest of Birdland for you, Tides trail the Nashville Sounds 3-0. That's at the end of 5. Aberdeen came back for a 4-3 win over Brooklyn. Davis Tavares is second high A homer, and Aaronson plus this year. It's a homer. Shout out Aronson. Congrats on the promotion. And then Bowie, they get trounced by Harrisburg 10-1 the final as Christopher Cespedes hits his first homer of the year for the Bay Sox. How about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast? Or actually, first, before we get to that point of the post-game show, let's turn our attention to tomorrow. Game 5 of the series, Saturday night, 7:05 first pitch again. Starting pitching matchup at Shane Davis. For the Shorebirds, he is 1-5 with a 4.02 ERA. He'll be in tandem with Connor Grady. Edinson Batista gets the start for Fayetteville. He's 2-2 with a 3.31 ERA. First pitch, 7:05. Pregame show, we'll chat with you at 6:50. Now, that'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6:50, we'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.